You're here on a bilateral visit from the Free Radius. Maybe tell us about your radius, Radio Eskilstuna, maybe first. When was it established and how big is your radio?
Radio Eskilstuna was the second radio station working out at a community radio in Sweden in 1979 and has been broadcasting since that time. And we are broadcasting 24 hours every day, and like many other type of this radio station, it's going up and going down. Last year it was very good. We had local news every day and a lot of guests in the studio. Because of financial problems, we don't have this this year. But we still have several people who are broadcasting as volunteers. The problem was that when we don't have the money, we couldn't have people hired. So this local news and all this, we had a morning show and all these things. Now we couldn't continue with it. We still have some economic problem, but we will find some solutions and come back. I'm just very sure of that.
Radio Kärnan is a part of Helsingborg's community radio, Helsingborg's Nær Radio. So Helsingborg's Nær Radio is broadcasting 24 hours a day too. Mostly pre-recorded programs, but we have a daily morning show from 8 to 9 o'clock.
And when was Radio Kärnan established? Since when does it exist?
When it was established 2007, but the Helsingborgs Nær Radio started 1980.
Okay, and what are your work fields at the both radio stations? What do you do?
I'm a technician and treasurer.
And I was the boss of the radio until last year, not this year. And I have been that for a long time. I was actually in the beginning from 1979, but about 1990 I could do a lot of time in the radio, so I was helping them to building it up. From 1990 up to now we had have a good success of the radio. The system in Sweden is a little special because as Ingvar said, different associations could be together in the radio. And a little just depending on what type of association coming in. Some associations are doing a very good job, they are very interesting and they could find volunteers, etc. to do the work. Others is not going to do it so well. I was working with a YMCA in Eskilstuna, and they had a good youth work. So we had a lot of youth in the radio in the 90s. They were doing many good programs. So that's the story of Radio Eskilstuna. We were doing it like more like a local radio. In some place in Sweden, they this different association, they're doing their own program, and then they're coming the next hour, they're coming just another association, and there are no good connection between the programs. In Eskilstuna, we try to do it that the listeners could see the red thread through the program all the time, and that's good for us.
How are the structures in Sweden in generally for community media? Is there a high approach of free radios or free TV? Is it supported by the government or by the state or by some institutions?
This is a problem in Sweden because we are not giving any money from the state, but some communes are giving money, so that's just depends how good you could work with the local politicians.
So you could have sponsors, and with these sponsors you can
yes,
finance.
You could sponsor the program. You could have commercials too. but it's not so easy to do the commercial because the community radio don't have so many listeners. So if you like in Eskilstuna, our three commercial stations, they when you go to them, they said, well, I think we should have the commercials in this because they are many people are more people are listening to that radio station. But Radio Eskilstuna, we have some commercials too, so it's not just finished. We could have little.
Yeah, but community media in general, I guess, is very important for opinion building or whatever. And so it's very important that there is radio or TV, in contrast to the big media. So I guess it's the most important thing is that they exist. I have one question for Radio Kärnan. Where is the name come from? Most of us don't speak Swedish.
Kärnan is the symbol of Helsingborg, an old castle, an old defense wall around the city, but now the only that remains of that is the old castle, Kärnan.
So Radio Kärnan is a castle of independent media.
Yes.
That's perfect. You're at the moment at a bilateral visit here in Salzburg. You're working on a project. Can you tell us something about this project?
Project is called Forgotten Memory. So we are giving voices to forgotten memories. So project is to make radio shows about forgotten historical things. In Sweden, in Radio Kärnan, we are working about what happened during Second World War in Sweden. Very few Swedes know what was going on. Sweden was so-called neutral, but that wasn't true. That was the official point, but
but there's more behind that.
Yes.
You just saw the rooms of the Radio Fabric. Do you like it?
Yes.
Yes, very much. I like your rooms here. I like the idea of all this, what do you call it?
Posters,
yeah. Yes. It's telling me that you are very active and it's something are happening in your radio and that you are a local radio station.
Yeah, we have lots of broadcasters here, so we have a big community, and that's I guess the most important thing or the most important function of community media to make people come together.
Exactly.
This is the most important thing, and as you said, if there are financial problems or you can only work with volunteers, that's okay, unless it gets to this point to make really a good community. Yeah.
I just ask you a question. In this Leonardo meetings we have had in this project, once a man from Dublin in one of the community radio stations there, he said that, well, our station is 90% community and 10% radio. And I think that that was good. If you think of that in your Radio Fabric, is something like that for you? It's a community important. How important is the community?
I would say it's not divided into that person's community and that person's radio, but I think it turned. In the beginning, there was radio and there was growing a community, and now it is a community which is making radio.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I like it too.
Yes.